Welcome to the Fitbox Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Frankie. Glad you're here listening. On our podcast, we talk about two main things. First and foremost, we interview members of Fitbox so that way you can hear their stories about how they're repaying debt, how they're saving for retirement, buying homes, all this type of stuff, really to give you motivation and some different ideas. That's the first thing we talk about. The second thing our podcast do is we take individual finance topics and go through them in more detail so that way you can say, does this apply to me and how does this apply to my plan? So if you have questions or you want to sign up for Fitbox, you can do so in the show notes, fitbox.com, build your profile, schedule a call. We'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy the episode. Welcome everybody to the weekly financial update here at Fitbox, where we talk about all finance related to young professionals, age 20 to 40 years old. That's our community. Trying to see you guys through this financial area of your life, that things that matter to you, actually. Today, we're going to be talking about a new student loan announcement, talking about recertification, who it affects, what you need to do. And in our investment news section, I'm actually going to be blending the student loans and the investment news together as well, because it's something really big that we're seeing right now, especially during tax time. A lot of people don't realize these things, so I'm going to be talking about that here in a few minutes. Before we jump into it, if you are watching this on YouTube, welcome to the channel. If you're not a subscriber, be sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, the like button. It helps our channel grow, get this word out to more people. It helps you get notifications when new episodes like this come out, as well as other content that we put out that help you along your financial journey. If you're listening on the podcast, welcome there as well. Be sure to subscribe. Both channels, share this with your friends, share it on social media. It may be affecting them. All right. With that being said, let's jump right into it. There was a recertification deadline, okay, so for student loans, if you're on an income-driven repayment plan, okay? Basically, when student loan repayment started last September, they said that people would not have to recertify their income. For those of you that don't know, every year you have to certify your income, and that's how they base your monthly payments for the next 12 months. And so to ease into repayment, the Biden administration said that people would not have to show their income until March of 2024. We're in March of 2024. And what has happened, and the loan servicers have been getting a lot of slack for this, and this is not their fault, first of all. Okay. In the way the systems work and the way the law works is that the loan servicers have to give you enough time of notification of when you have to recertify your income. And so they will start sending out notifications 2 months in advance for you to recertify your income. It's a courtesy that they do to make sure that you stay on the income-driven repayment plan, okay? And so since the deadline was March, they began sending them out in January. And people were getting confused. There was a lot of complaints. I thought I didn't have to do this till March, blah, 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 blah. And so the Biden administration picked that up this week and said, yeah, those dang, loan servicers, they shouldn't have been doing that. And people aren't ready yet. So we are going to make it so that way you don't have to recertify until September. Actually, the exact quote was, you won't have to recertify until no earlier than late September 2024. And I'm going to go into why that's very important with you, because I'm going to go into why this is important for you as an individual, what it actually means for you, but I'm also going to go into what it means for the future student loans from the political reason of why they're doing this, okay? If you've already certified your income, what it means for you is that they're going to revert your payments back to the old payment, okay? So like, if you had a payment in September and October and all that type of stuff, and then you recertified and you got a higher monthly payment, they're going to revert it back to the old payment. That's number one. If you haven't recertified yet, it means that you're not going to have to until September at the earliest. I don't think it's going to actually happen until 2025. Actually, I'm like 99.9% confident it's not going to happen until 2025, if at all. The reason why I'm saying that is, we're in a presidential election year, okay? The last thing President Biden wants is for a large section of his voting bloc to get higher monthly payments going into November in the election, okay? So therefore, they're probably not going to do this in September. They're going to probably push it to 2025, okay? So Translation to everybody that's listening to this, don't worry and stress about having to recertify your income. Payments are going to probably stay the same all the way throughout 2025. Okay, now with that said, there's also other student loan news that President Biden is going to announce his Plan B forgiveness this summer. Oh, who would have guessed, right? I remember back when he announced the first student loan forgiveness. I came on one of the weekly financial updates, one of our podcasts, and I said, look, this is what it is. It's going to get rejected by the Supreme Court. And then they're going to come out with something in like the summer of 2024 or fall of 2024. Why? Because we have an election again, right? So they did the same thing right before the midterms, and now they're doing the same thing right before the presidential election. Do we know what's in it? No. Do we care what's in it? Probably not, because it's probably not going to mean anything. Especially if Biden loses, it really is not going to mean anything. And even if he wins, we'll see what happens with the Supreme Court. So that's the student loan news. And like I said, I'm going to go into investment news next. But it also has to do with student loans. So if you're on an income-driven repayment plan, you're going to want to listen to this next piece. Okay. First of all, on the investment news, stock markets keep going up, right? We're seeing the ramification of a bunch of money being put into the market for COVID. It just keeps fueling it up and up and up. In my opinion, I mean, we're basically starting to have a two-tier type of economy where we have a lot of people that have money, and then we have, actually, let's say three-tier system. We have a lot of people that have a lot of money that are still buying a lot of stuff, okay, because they have a lot of money. You have your kind of your middle that's basically living, well, pretty much paycheck to paycheck at this point because of inflation, and they're still buying. And so that's still generating a lot of revenue and profits across the board. That's why you see stocks going up. Okay. And then you have like the lower that can't afford anything, that used to be able to afford stuff, but they can't anymore because of inflation. And that's why we're seeing this massive use of credit card debt going through the roof. When will that bubble pop? Who knows? For now, I mean, it's looking pretty good going into, you know, the rest of the summer and whatnot. Now, the part that I was talking about with student loans, this is a big one I want you guys to pay attention to. If you're on an income-driven repayment plan, specifically if you're married, filing separately, we have been getting about 5 or 6 phone calls and emails a day from people that contributed to a Roth IRA last year, and they're filing their taxes separately because of the income-driven repayment plans. You cannot do that. Okay? You will pay a fine. You have to, if you want to contribute to a Roth IRA, you have to do it this roundabout way. You have to do a after-tax contribution to a traditional IRA, and then you have to do what's called a backdoor Roth IRA conversion and move it to a Roth IRA. And it's not that cut and dry. There's also this thing called the pro rata rule where they look at different accounts to determine if you can actually do that or not. So that's one of the biggest things that we've been doing for the last month, month and a half. The reason why I wanted to make sure I touch on it in this update is because if you did that in 2023, you only have until April 15th of this year to fix it, okay? And if you don't, you will pay a fine in the future. Most of the time, the IRS will get back to you within 1 to 3 years with a fine, okay? So make sure that you do that correctly and get that fixed, okay? Other news, those of you that have been with us for a while, I want to give you guys a big thank you in terms of our investment stuff. As I mentioned, this is one of the big things that we've been working on, but we also hit a milestone as a company. Our investment advisory portion, where we help people do the investments and all that stuff, hit close to $5 million. $5 million, actually, we hit it this month in terms of assets under management. That means that's how much we're managing. Why is that such a big deal? Because most asset managers, they're managing like 100 million, a billion. Like when I was working in wealth management like 15 years ago, about 14 years ago, I was managing about $1 billion in assets underneath me. Okay. So why is 5 million such a big deal? Because most investment advisors only focus on really big accounts, like multi-million dollar accounts. Okay. They don't focus on accounts for young professionals that are like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, because there's not really any money there. And so it's not worth their quote unquote time. So I'm proud that we've been able to hit the $5 million mark because it's all with smaller investment accounts for young professionals that are just starting out, and we're able to help them because of the technology that we implemented and our partnership with Betterment. So hitting that $5 million market or that asset management account with smaller accounts is massive. And we're proving that the technology and stuff can make it affordable and profitable for everybody involved. So thank you guys all that have come to us and had us help you with your investments, with your Roth IRAs, your 401k rollovers, all that type of stuff. Last segment that we always do in this, housing, not much of an update there. Same old interest rates out there, same unaffordable houses out there. Don't see anything changing. If anything, I think housing prices are going to stabilize and go up during the spring and the summer. So not much new there. Again, as I mentioned in the beginning, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, be sure to do so. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast and you're listening to this on the podcast, subscribe there also. We'll see you guys next week. We'll be rolling out more content this week. See you guys soon.